'Tis not a tale unknown I tell, since underneath the sun, as 'twas written long ago, nothing new has yet been done. An eve in spring, I lay in dream, a vision filled my sight, the story of a lady lost and found, and of her knight. She ran in youth with swan-like grace, having strength enough for flight, and lift in spirit whence from her heart sprang songs of love and life. Then softly crept a scent unmet, since babes or flowers or trees, innocence donned itself neath the stars in a gown keeping time with the breeze. But the stories of this lovely one spread like fire throughout the land, and smoldered hot within the heart of but one selfish man. Now harbored thoughts of wanton need that she should be his own brought painless birth of plot to seize the fair one from her home. She went about her morning walk through her garden trod with care, when surveyed the bouquet about her feet, chose violets that day for her hair. Without warning, as a viper springs, on winds of lust he rode, and picked the fairest flower from all the garden would ever know. The meadow shroud in darkness lay, an angry air surrounds the hoofprints left on trampled grass and violets on the ground. Her sweet love song fades in the dawn and clothes itself in gray. The forest cried, and to the sky withheld its rain that day. Her maiden robe and hair that flowed stay hidden now from sight, since cast to dwell amidst the shameful shadows of her night. Bound only now to fear and pain, she set out for a land, a place where castles proudly reign on hillsides green and grand. A perfect place where hearts are true in deed and utmost thought. From the depths of desperation, she creates her Camelot, and goes about her daily life in an illusionary world to save the shred of heart since left in a bitter and angry girl. So within her pleasant prison walls she did painfully remain, blind to the bars about her heart, until one day it rained. The storms of life came pouring down and quickly washed away. The pretense of her portrait world now in a puddle lay, and pieces of her self-made land meld together on the ground, while rings of callous onlookers sing ashes all fall down. And remembrances of pain and loss were a blinding light too stark, since desensitized both mind and eyes from so long in the dark. Now having neither place to run, nor there being place to hide, the fair one fell on bended knee, head in hands, and cried. A holy hush then stilled the air, and silence head bowed down, when one whose face shone like the sun on white horse did touch the ground. And on his head, inscribed in red, King of kings, faithful and true, a fiery sword hung at his side, stained with blood from the dragon run through. And then his voice like water fell, as rain unto dry land. Fear not when darkness does abound, I have you in my hand. And as pure as on the newborn reed sits the crystal dew, all beautiful you are to me, there is no flaw in you. He reached out to her his mighty hand, and placed her feet on solid ground, and clothed her in his righteousness, and returned to her her gown. Then asked of her, O bride of mine, By whose spirit art thou sealed? But the Most High God, your Lord and King, bids you rise, come forth, be healed. Now every good and perfect gift comes from the Father up above, who spares not nor withholds one thing that we might know true love. And there, in the place of insufferable pain, he gifted her a song in the key of divine forgiveness for those who had done her wrong. And lift in spirit, whence from her heart sprang songs of mercy and grace. The shackles fell from about her feet, and binding bars did break. She knelt again in thanks to him by whom she had been freed. For true love looked beyond the fault and placed his finger on the need. Now the meadow bloomed as a morning in May, free from confines to colors and gray, and mountains rang out in echo cheered the sound of the voice spent longing to hear. Then softly crept a scent unmet, since babes or flowers or trees, innocence walked through her garden once more in a gown keeping time with the breeze. The morning sunlight kissed my face, and I woke in warmth and found a violet atop a long white dress, and this note left on the ground. Dream on, fair lady, still yet of your land, where castles reign proud on green hillsides so grand. For Camelot lives in the souls who have seen, and in those who forgive beats the heart of the queen.